3. He'd been with Crocker for a little over 2 years by then, since 1865. His first job off the paddle steamer in Yifao, second city as the Chinese New Sacramento, had been at a laundry on I Street, one of the shanties backing onto China Slough, hauling boiling kettles from the stove to the great half-barrel tubs where his boss, Uncle Ng, a wiry Cantonese, sat smoking and working the soaking linens between his red, calloused feet, every so often tapping the ash from his pipe.
"Soda,"
as he pronounced it, into the suds like so much seasoning. Ng wore a wispy beard and a sleepy mien. Heavy-lidded, his head seemingly propped on the long-stemmed pipe clamped between his teeth, but he had a dark mole the size of a pea above the bridge of his nose, a third eye that seemed to squint whenever he furrowed his brow. His queue he coiled around his head to keep out of the laundry water. At first glance, vision bleary from lye, Ling had been scandalized to think Ng had cut his hair, imperial law requiring the queue as a mark of fealty. But he let a single strand, sprouting from his mole, grow long and silky, believing after the Chinese tradition, if against all experience, that it brought him luck. Ng was an inveterate gambler, tucking his coins into his ears for safekeeping and absenting himself each evening and part of most days to play the lottery or dominoes or precious dice, whatever he could find. He'd bet on which starling would rise off a roof first, back one cockroach over another in a race, so long as there was someone to wager against. He would return invariably with tales of perspicacious wins and unforeseeable reverses, but it seemed to Ling as if they mostly evened out, which might have been the extent of Ong's luck. Not surprisingly, he was an indulgent boss, often leaving Ling unsupervised, as if he were a partner, not an employee. Even when he was present during the day, he was often stretched out, snoring, on an ironing platform, catching up on sleep from the night before. Ling took him for a fool. Easy to see why he'd never...